Donald Trump, Joe Biden's Border Agenda is Invasion. By Neil Monroe on August 8, 2022. GOP legislators must use Congress budget power to block President Joe Biden's invited invasion if they win the 2022 election, former President Donald Trump told a political event on Saturday. "We must stop the invasion at our southern border," Trump said to loud applause at a CPAC event in Texas. He then described the solution to Biden's determined effort to spike migration above the annual limits set by Congress in 1990. Republicans in Congress must see make clear that on their watch not a single penny of taxpayer money will go to funding Joe Biden's open border agenda. "It's a sick agenda. It's a sick agenda. Makes no sense. Next year we have to use the purse strings to send a message to every would-be illegal alien all over the world. If you break into our country illegally, you will be caught. We will detain you and we will quickly send you back to the place from which you came or put you in prison. We will also need a record increase in the number of new ICE officers and Border Patrol officers to resume the enforcement of our immigration laws and to deport the illegal aliens that Joe Biden is refusing to deport. He won't even, they won't even take out illegal aliens out of our country. In addition, we should pass much tougher penalties for repeat immigration violators, of which there are many." Trump repeatedly used the invasion theme as he urged voters to back GOP candidates in November. "There is another horrific disaster we must confront if we want to restore safety in our country. At long last, we must stop the invasion at our southern border. It's an invasion. Our country is being invaded. Our country's being invaded just like a military force was boring in." The same invasion by criminals theme was pushed by Senator Rick Scott, RFL, who is directing the Senate GOP's election campaign in 2022. "The Biden presidency, they brought us a dangerous invasion of our border, drugs, and criminals marching in every day," he said, adding. Writing about Rome, historian Will Durant said a great civilization is not conquered from without, until it first destroyed itself from within. "Now today, we face the greatest danger we have ever faced. The militant left wing in our country has become the enemy within. They want to replace freedom with their control. The elites of the government are telling us what we can and cannot believe, what we can think and what we can do. They want to completely control our lives." But, he added, "this fall, the American people are going to give a complete butt-kicking to the Democrats." Scott's speech at the event downplayed promises about border security, and more importantly, about immigration policy overall. In February, however, Scott promised some partial reforms of migration policy, mostly by reducing illegal migration and by building a wall. "Countries have borders. We will control ours and secure it, once and for all. No one will enter without our permission. We lock our doors at night, not because we hate the people on the outside, but because we love the people on the inside and want to keep them safe." But Scott's February plan hinted at a possible comprehensive immigration bill, which is widely regarded as a term endorsing more legal delivery of lower low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and welfare-aided consumers into Americans' communities. "We will oppose all comprehensive immigration reform measures until," emphasis added, "we stop the lawlessness on our border, and our border is secured. We are a stronger nation because we are a nation of immigrants, but immigration without assimilation makes us weaker." The Republican National Committee and the House GOP's 2022 election campaign are also downplaying the economic impact of Biden's organized, expensive and deadly invite to millions of poor foreign people. Other GOP candidates are talking up the invasion theme, including Georgia GOP Governor Brian Kemp. For example, a TV ad by Kemp claims an invasion on the southern border, even though Kemp has done little or nothing to curb the massive inflow of illegal migrant workers, consumers, and renters into the jobs and housing needed by Americans across Georgia. The strong invasion rhetoric from Scott and Trump, so far, has had little impact on the swing voters needed by the GOP to win the election. For example, just 37% of Americans trust the congressional GOP to handle immigration issues, even though 64% disapprove of Biden's immigration policies, according to an ABC/Ipsos poll of 665 adults taken August 5 to 6. 29% of respondents trust neither congressional party, according to the poll. One cause for the lackluster public response is that GOP politicians, including Trump, refuse to describe the pocketbook damage caused by Biden's loose border policies. Instead, nearly all GOP politicians and pollsters prefer to portray the overall immigration issue as a non-economic problem of border chaos, crime, terror threats, and drugs. For example, a new survey by Public Opinion Strategies, a GOP pollster, says that swing voting independents are most concerned about inflation, housing prices, and strengthening the economy. But the June survey sidelined the immigration issue by defining it as a non-economic issue of improving border security and enforcing tougher penalties on immigrants here legally. But Biden's easy immigration policy is also a deeply damaging economic and pocketbook policy. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans begin work and careers. But Biden and his allies have welcomed the inflow of roughly 2 million people across the southern border, alongside the annual inflow of roughly 1 million legal immigrants and a similar of visa workers. Overall, that adds up to at least one new migrant for every two Americans, each of whom will compete for the jobs, homes, and careers needed by Americans. In practice, this means the federal government is tilting the economy and political concerns away from ordinary Americans and towards coastal investors, political donors, Fortune 500 companies, and foreign migrants. In his Saturday speech, Trump ignored the economic impact but played up the enormous and growing death toll of Biden's border invitation. Just last month, an illegal alien here in Texas was indicted for the cold-blooded murders of four elderly women throughout the state. And he's been accused of links to the deaths of at least 24 people. 24 people, perhaps the deadliest serial killer in Texas history. They're now saying he could be the deadliest serial killer, some illegal alien. Earlier this year, an illegal alien fugitive with a prior arrest for aggravated assault and many other arrests viciously shot and killed a Harris County police officer at a traffic stop. No reason whatsoever. None. And in New Mexico last year, an illegal alien criminal out of jail on unsecured bond was charged with decapitating a man, mutilating his body, and kicking his head around like a soccer ball all over the public park. Never forget, every death at the hands of a criminal illegal alien is entirely preventable. Trump also spotlighted the contrast between the extensive, expensive, and determined efforts by Biden's people to bring migrants into the United States and the eagerness of the D.C. establishment to defend foreign borders. There's nobody has open borders, it makes no sense. You know, we fight and spend billions and billions and even trillions of dollars defending the borders of countries that are 7,000 miles away. But they don't want to spend any money to defend our border. Makes no sense, does it? Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants plus temporary visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This half-hidden federal economic policy of extraction migration has tilted the free market toward investors and employers. This labor inflation makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to get married, advance in their careers, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration has also slowed innovation and shrunk Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The Progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed migration advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. The polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.